Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This Tiger Tailgating Show. Right. I'd like to tell you, along with Herb Tyler, we're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Herb and I will be here until 4:45 this afternoon. Now it's our Eyes on the Opponent segment. It's brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, focused on patient care. We're bringing to our radio huddle. Manny covers the Southeastern Lions, also does a great job covering the prep scene, Alan Waddell. Alan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Alan, I was talking to Coach Selfull Thursday. We had him on Sports Talk, and I said, Coach, you like coaching in these games? He's like, no, not really. Now, he didn't say he didn't like the money that Southeastern gets from it, but a lot of times this is kind of the build-up for conference play, and certainly in the Southland. I thought last year, just because – maybe overall in the Southland, it wasn't strong last year. Mm-hmm. He wasn't able to get into the playoffs. But, man, again, Frank Selfull has done a really good job of piecing this Lions team together.
Yeah, you know, he's done such a good job since being at Hammond. This is year 8 for Coach Selfull here at Hammond, and he's been to the playoffs 3 times, had 3 playoff wins, conference championship. And, you know, the ultimate thing is, you know, we're getting $750,000 for playing this game. And it's important to FCS schools' budgets. And, you know, you really got to tip your hat to Coach Ogeron. He really kind of got this thing started where,
yes,
hey, if they're going to spend this money, let's spend it with local programs. You've seen McNeese go in there, Nichols go in there, obviously Southeastern now going in there. It's good to keep the money in the state because it's so important to Southeastern's budget.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thing too is the fact that we're talking about, you know, in games like this, you need a little bit of help sometimes to stay in it, or maybe to try to pull off an upset. But Frank is one of the few coaches that doesn't give you lip service when he talks about the emphasis on special teams. He has put a lot of emphasis on the special teams part of it, and you need some help, maybe a couple turnovers here and there. But also, you can't have a draw on special teams. You got to win the special teams battle tonight.
That's right.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, when you talk about an FCS versus FBS matchup, is the scholarship disparity is really showing off on special teams. Now, for Southeastern, they have an experienced kicker and punter, Alec Mahler. He's from St. James High School, right there, played for the Wildcats in high school. He's been here. He's a returning starter for Southeastern. Frank went out and signed a FCS All-American kicker that came over. He'll be kicking tonight for Southeastern. And they do a really good job on special teams. But you're going to see a lot of starters playing on the special teams game, trying to keep these games close. See, look. You know, we haven't won one of these, but Coach Zelpo has been very competitive in a lot of these matchups. If you remember the last time we came to LSU back in 2018 when he was the head coach, it was a 10-0 game right before half. They throw a Hail Mary and end up going to the locker room 17-0. So it was a very competitive game. In 2019, Southeastern went to Ole Miss and had the ball in the fourth quarter down by five with a chance to take the lead. So they played pretty well in these games. I mean, obviously they're so hard to win for an FCS opponent. You know, that's why games like, you know, the Appalachian State living, you know, infamy, going on to Michigan and win those games. But, you know, ultimately the thing is you got to go in, play well, try not to beat yourself, and try to stick around into the second half.
Frank's one of the guys, too. Herbert and I haven't talked about this, but I know before the season I would always joke with him about, you know, a lot of coaches. Man, I don't like to have multiple quarterbacks play. I would rather just have one guy. And Frank would always tell me, Mike, if I had Tom Brady or Joe Montana or Patrick Mahomes, I'd be good with one. But yeah, come on, them guys ain't at Southeastern. And he's not afraid to play multiple quarterbacks. And I think that's not only looking at what he's got today, but kind of look into the telescope for the future.
For the future, right.
I want to get that guy some experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he's always a big proponent of you're going to need two guys to win. At some point during the season, you're going to need another guy to come in and win a game. And, you know, you can go back a couple of years ago when Southeastern had Cole Kelly, who won the FCS Heisman and was unbelievable. He played two quarterbacks in those years as well. He always had another guy ready to go. And you're going to see two quarterbacks tonight out of Southeastern. Carson Camp and Kyle Lowe are both going to play. And it has really been a true just split-time situation through these first three games, as it's kind of scripted. Hey, Carson plays the first three series, and then Kyle will come in and maybe play the next couple of series. They both have played a lot. They both played pretty well. I think ultimately he would like one of the guys to kind of rise up and become the main guy that's going to play 80% of the time, 90% of the time. But that just doesn't happen at this point because they both played pretty well for the first 3 weeks.
Alan, with LSU's so-called struggles on offense, can you give us a couple of key players we should be looking out on Southeastern's defense that's going to maybe play a huge part in maybe slowing down the Tigers' offense tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is a team in Southeastern that really hangs their hat on the defensive side of the football. They've been really good defensively to start this season. Got a lot of returning starters. Number two, Caleb Proctor, is probably the best player maybe in the Southland Conference. I mean, he's going to look like LSU's guys on the defensive line. He's a guy that had a chance to leave in the offseason and go get some money in the transfer portal and NIL and decided to stick it out and play here at Southeastern. He's a Louisiana product, played at Oak Grove High School in North Louisiana, and has really kind of been the epitome of what this team's all about. Number zero, KK Reno, a young man out of New Iberia. He's a three-year starter. He's going to run around, be all over the field. He's about 215 pounds. If he was 230, he could play anywhere. I mean, he's that good of a player. And Southeastern's really strong on the back end. They have a lot of talent and a lot of experience in the safety and the corner position. So, look, I think defensively that we can defend them a little bit, maybe slow them down. We'll see. I mean, obviously, there's a major talent issue as far as what LSU has on offense. They have so many explosive players. You got to just try not to give up the big play. But Southeastern, for an FCS program, very good on the defensive line. They have experience at linebacker and a lot of experience in the secondary.
Alan, one of the things you and kind of got the pulse beat of that Southeastern team. If you grew up in Louisiana, I always had a thought one day of maybe running through that tunnel at Tiger Stadium and to play in Tiger Stadium. And even, you know, if you grew up in Mississippi or in Alabama or Arkansas, you know, you've seen Death Valley on a Saturday night. It's really got to be special for those players. And I talked to Colin Guggenheim last year when Nichols played them. And I said, man, one thing you can tell your grandkids, LSU beat Nichols, but you won. He was like, Mike, I was just trying to make it to the end zone before they tackled me or the long score. But he said, you know, it playing in that stadium, that really meant something to us. All these guys from Louisiana playing in Tiger Stadium, it was special for us. We weren't necessarily intimidated. We knew they had more talent than us.
Yep.
Okay, that's reality. But it was so special to walk on that field in Tiger Stadium, because so many times, you know, we had seen it either watching on television or went to games. How has it been for the Lions players?
Well, look, I don't think there's any doubt. This is a program and team that's built on a lot of Louisiana kids. And, you know, I think every kid in Louisiana dreams about this moment, you know, an opportunity to go play in Tiger Stadium and play in front of this many people. I mean, and look, they're probably going to get an opportunity to play in front of more people in one game than they'll play in front of the rest of the season. And as many eyes that are going to be on it as far as a regionally televised game on the SEC Network. So, look, they're excited, and I think that they're going to rise to the challenge. And it's certainly an awesome experience for those young men to be able to get in there. And look, you know, here's the other thing about this thing. You look at the last couple of years, you know, Zy Alexander, a two-year starter for LSU, at corner the last couple of years, he was signed by Frank Stelfo out of Laurelville High School, played at Southeastern, was an All-American FCS, and he had a chance to go play at LSU for his last 2 years. Bauer Sharp, who's starting a tight end for LSU right now, he was a Southeastern Lion. Coach Stelfo found him, developed him. He came in as a quarterback, turned him over to a tight end. So, look, they get an opportunity to get a lot of eyes on them tonight. I'm sure that they're going to try to play well, because who knows what can happen for some of these young men.
How has been the travel, so to speak, of people from Southeastern wanting to see this game in Tiger Stadium?
Well, look, you know, we're so geographically close. We're from Hammond to Baton Rouge. You have a lot of LSU fans that live in Hammond. And you obviously have a lot of SLU fans that are LSU and SLU fans. And look, this is one of those unique situations where, look, I think that everybody that will be in that stadium tonight, I would hope so. You know, whenever Southeastern's playing, you want them to win every game they play. And then the same thing on the other side. Whenever LSU plays, they want to win every game they play, except for when they're playing each other. And I think that's what's good, about the state of Louisiana, is we have good football here, and we have passionate fan bases. And, you know, we just want to be able to be split and, you know, and get those Southeastern fans. There's a lot of Southeastern graduates that will be in attendance tonight. And I think you'll see a very good contingent of green and gold over in Tiger Stadium.
After week one, you know, because so when they went to the Southland Conference in the summer, Incarnate Word was ranked as the team to beat. And I think they had a lot of Southeastern fans for the first time, maybe pulling for Nichols, and they were able to get the W there.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, do you think this team is really right now in the driver's seat for a spot to win the Southland Conference?
Oh, look, you know, the entire offseason, going into the season, we thought this was a championship football team. That's what the kind of team we think we have. You know, we won 6 out of 7 down the stretch last year. We're one of the last teams left out of the FCS playoffs. Lost a 3-point game to Incarnate Word, who ended up being a national seed. That was our only conference loss a year ago. But, Mike, I'll stop you there. I don't know if Southeastern fans are ever rooting for Nichols. But, hey, it did help us out a little bit when UIW
got upset by
Nichols State. But, look, the league's good. It has a good, you know, Coach Viator's back over at McNeese State. Obviously, first-year coach for Nichols is off to a good start as well with that big victory over UIW. SFA has a good team as well. Obviously, UIW, who just continues to churn out talent. For our listeners right now that don't know about UIW, you know, that's where Cam Ward played tremendous career before he ended up being the number one pick in the draft for Miami. But also, Lindsey Scott from Zachary, he went over there, and he was an FCS All-American and the Walter Payton Award winner. So there's a lot of good players in this league, and that's one thing that I've really enjoyed watching the last couple of years is seeing guys that play in this league that are really good players that jump and play in other leagues and are good at that level too. I think that just shows the validity of FCS football, especially in the Southern United States, how many good players are rolling around on some of these teams.
That's right.
Alan, I couldn't agree with you more.
Agreed.
Also, I want to tell you, man, you do a great job, not only covering Southeastern, but also in the prep scene. You do a fantastic job. I just wanted you to know that we get a lot of people ask, man, you got to get Alan on more. So sometimes I'm not the booker here. Great to have you on this afternoon. Best of luck tonight, and have a great call.
All right, guys. Thanks a bunch. Looking forward to a great
night, Alan.
Over at Tiger Stadium and line up.
All righty. Thank you, Alan. Alan Waddell covers the Southeastern Lions, also does a great job here on the Big 870 WWL with our prep football roundup. And that's it for our Eyes on the Opponent segment. And it's brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, focused on patient care. We'll come back, got a lot more Tiger talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.